Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As the war in the Middle East continues to escalate, the President of the United States woke up early this morning to send out a slew of Truth Social posts attacking Fox News. This is because 24 hours ago, Fox News released a new poll showing Donald Trump underwater on basically every single issue in every single state. Now, keep in mind, the Fox News polling apparatus is separate from their punditry. So Jesse Waters has nothing to do with the polls that I'm about to read you. And the Fox News polling section is actually quite accurate. That is why Trump is mad and decided to take the Truth Social, not to de-escalate any wars or to help the American people, but to just say the crooked Fox News polls got the election wrong. Oh, there's a new one. He then said, the Wall Street Journal has no idea what my thoughts are. You know, we'll read all of these. But first, I want to actually go through the poll that had Trump in a little bit of a frenzy, because even Fox News says President Trump highlights highest ever approval despite most recent national polls suggesting otherwise, meaning basically every single poll that's been conducted over the past few months shows Trump deeply underwater across every single issue, whether it's foreign affairs, whether it's wars across the sea, whether it's domestic affairs like bills being passed or not passed, whether it's DOGE, whether it's deportation slash the border, which he should theoretically have a strong approval rating on, but he botched it. He absolutely ruined it. So to continue, President Trump touted his poll numbers while speaking with reporters on the White House lawn on Wednesday. Quote, my approval rating is the highest it's ever been, the president declared. You can't just declare something and act like it's true. Like, I have more girlfriends than I've ever had and more money than I've ever had. I declare that. I can't just declare shit and that makes it true. None of that's true. 5 months into his second tour of duty in the White House, Trump's approval ratings remain underwater in most, but not all, of the latest national polls conducted. I mean, another article that just released this morning says Donald Trump's approval rating goes underwater in two more states, according to this new poll. And as I was reading the article, it says the president is newly underwater in Pennsylvania and Iowa. Those were two red states, and it cites his aggressive federal actions to curb illegal immigration. Those are unpopular. His flurry of executive orders, the economic uncertainty due to enforced tariffs, and the now potential U.S. involvement in the Israel-Iran conflict in the Middle East. Because, of course, as we're learning, Trump is greenlighting attack plans for a U.S. attack on Iran with zero congressional approval. But he's playing this weird, uncertain game that he always plays. So just really quickly, he greenlit the attack plan, but then he put it on hold and says, we're not actually going to attack, which creates more uncertainty with all of our allies. And I'm not saying he should attack. I'm just saying at least be a decisive, not a weak leader. And that indecisiveness, that indecision, is causing this exact approval rating drop. I mean, this indecision is screwing him over a lot. I was looking up this on Kalshi.com, the betting market. It's hilarious. People are now betting who's going to be the first to leave the Trump cabinet. So according to Kalshi, Tulsi Gabbard is now the favorite to be kicked out of the Trump cabinet first. Really quickly, let me know in the comment section who you think is going to be kicked out first. I'm leaning more towards Pete Hegseth, but I see the Tulsi Gabbard argument because she's been pushing back a lot on the Israel-Iran conflict. But I find it hilarious people are betting on the downfall. There was another betting market on Kalshi. How much government spending will Trump and Elon cut this year? And the most popular one says at least $1 billion. Oh my God. They promised $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Then they moved it down to $1 trillion. And then the betting markets, the current betting markets, say they don't even think Elon will cut like $1 billion, or they think it's only $1 billion, not even $25 billion, which I find absolutely hilarious. But to continue reading this article from Fox News, this is the Fox News article. An average of most recent surveys suggests the president's approval rating stands in the upper 40s, with his disapproval rating hovering slightly above 50%. This dude, early in the morning, rather than de-escalating any of the tensions in the Middle East, decides to go on a long Truth Social tirade where he says, the crooked Fox News polls got the election wrong. I won by much more than they said I would. They've been biased against me for years. First of all, that's obviously not true. They're not biased against him. But secondly, can we take a step back and not normalize the fact that the president of the United States, in his position of power as a commander-in-chief, in a top-down way, is currently attacking Fox News. Then right above that, the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal has no idea what my thoughts are concerning Iran. Yeah, because you either have no thoughts or you're flip-flopping every single minute. But even below that, the crooked Fox News polls got the election wrong. I won by much more than they said I would. They are always wrong and negative. It's why MAGA hates Fox News, even though their anchors are great. What? This has gone on for years, but they never change the incompetent polling company that does their work. It's actually funny because it's the reverse. The punditry is the stuff that Trump likes because it glazes him all the time, but the polling shows something different. He then says, now a new Fox News poll comes out this morning giving me a little more than 50% at the border, and yet the border is miraculously perfect. It's not. I promise you it is not. 60,000 came in with Sleepy Joe in the same time last month. I hate fake pollsters. One of the worst, but Fox will never change their discredited pollster. Remember, Trump has openly threatened to sue not only Fox News, but that was off the back of him suing ABC, 60 Minutes, or Paramount. And then when he went on air, he said he's going to talk to Rupert Murdoch, the owner, basically leveraging all of his power to try to sway what the largest media company can report on in the United States, which is absolutely insane. And it's a pattern that we see of executive overreach over and over and over, even beyond Fox News, beyond the media. We see the overreach within the universities. We see the same overreach within law firms. We see the same overreach with this brazenly reckless deportation plan. And now Trump's just melting down because Fox News is reporting the truth. And, you know, I promise you, this response to the Israel-Iran war is not going to help him. I don't know why I'm going to cite Alex Jones of all people, but he kind of just went off and said, Trump, you're going to lose all of your fans.
Then when you look at this story, it makes you think about all we've gone through to get Trump in. It makes it that much more painful to see what he's now doing with Iran.
It's painful. Yeah, is it painful?
And I'm not here to be an apologist for President Trump. I don't like what's happening. I don't support it. And it really shows how much control Israel has over our foreign policy.
Correction. That's how much control Netanyahu has over Trump in particular. Because I guarantee if he ran on striking Iran or starting a war in the Middle East, he would have not have won. If he ran on any of the things he's doing, he wouldn't have won. This reads, the president, true to form, has been continuously grabbing headlines, including in the last 2 weeks for sending the National Guard and the U.S. Marines into Los Angeles to quell protests, which were clearly mostly peaceful. Trump started his second admin with poll numbers in positive territory, but his poll numbers started to slide soon after his late January inauguration. The president's approval rating sank underwater by early March and have remained in negative territory ever since, even in most national surveys. I mean, he's well below where Biden was in 2020. The only rival Trump has in his second term is Trump from his first term, who is negative 13 points underwater. He's negative 12 right now. And it's just downstream from, in my opinion, the executive overreach manifesting in so many ways. Biden's numbers sank in negative territory only after 2021, and it was largely due, catalyzed by the pullout of Afghanistan. You can basically line it up right with that, but Trump, right out of the gate, his approval rating began to slide. And really quickly, my relative recently turned 65, and we were shocked by the amount of scam Medicare calls, shady flyers, misleading ads, you name it, that she was flooded by. It was overwhelming, and that's how they design it. If they can design the system in a confusing way, brokers can then steer you into confusing plans that make them more money. I mean, the DOJ just sued three of the biggest brokers in the country, allegedly for doing exactly that. That's why I recommend Chapter. They're the only national Medicare advisor that searches every single plan and gives you clear, honest guidance. No steering, no pressure, just a trusted advocate for you, not the insurance companies. And listen, the call is free, the advice is unbiased, and the average person working with Chapter saves $1,100. That's $1,100. So whether you turn 65, you're already on Medicare, or you're about to turn 65, don't go at it alone. Call 706-312-8635 or click the link below. Again, that is 706-312-8635. 312-8635. It's free, it's simple, it could save you thousands. And thank you to Chapter for making these videos possible.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.